This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, one and all, and welcome once again to yet another edition of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. What is on your mind today? Let me know. 800-228-0550. A lot of the focus has moved from the states and the legislature on the vote counting effort to get to every legal vote, bounce every illegal vote. We heard a lot directly from eyewitnesses over the last couple of weeks before these legislatures. And now we're all focused on the Supreme Court, and that's a good thing. Victory, since we last chatted here on the program, and that is that North Dakota has joined the effort with Texas to challenge the states of Wisconsin and Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Georgia on the vote count. That's good news. That's good news. And North Dakota is in on that. I have to say, you know, being in the talk radio world, you tend to be in the middle of the concerns of people, right? We're sort of that first. We were social media before there was a Twitter or Facebook or, you know, Snapchat, TikTok, you know, any of those. They were but a glimmer in the tech world's eye when talk radio was taking responses from people, concerns from people about what has happened. And it is something that I treasure. I love being in the middle of those conversations, listening to the wisdom that pours out of the calls that come in or emails or texts, and at the same time being able to ponder those and ask some questions. Anyway, very often in the middle of those kind of brouhahas, there is an epiphany of sorts that says, we got to do something. We got to do something. What are we going to do? And yesterday's organic call from the audience was, we're going to get on the phone. We're going to ask the Attorney General. I mean, people were calling saying, here's the number, here's the email. Then they would call back and say, we called. One person yesterday told me by the end of the day, they didn't answer, welcome to the Attorney General's office. They actually answered, are you calling about the Texas lawsuit?
Really? Wow, good for you. Good on you, folks.
So I think there was a ridiculous amount of calls. And, you know, I mean, I think that was good. I don't know that, you know, it impacted the decision one way or another. I imagine they were sorting through some things. But it shows you care. It shows you care. And some would say, you know, whether anybody else stated or not, of course it matters when you see what people are doing. I'm looking forward to the next chance we get a chance to talk to the Attorney General, Wayne Stengem, about this. I know we have had requests in for interviews with him yesterday, and I think that extended to today. I guess I'll have to ask Chris Larson where we're at with that. But, you know, like, what's the downside? You know what I mean? What I don't get why, okay, let's do this. Let's do this. I don't see it as really a tough decision, but, you know, maybe I'm missing something. I'm radio talk show host, not an Attorney General. But now it's a tsunami. A lot of folks are doing it. We weren't able to get Wayne Stengem to accept our interview request today to talk a little bit about this. And by the way, Wayne was responsive very early on because I was like, oh, Texas is doing this. Will North Dakota do this? And he said, we're all blown away because they didn't ask any of us. Now, he said also they didn't ask the Georgia or didn't give a heads up, rather, to the Georgia Attorney General, which I guess would be a professional courtesy from one Republican Attorney General to another. I don't know what the protocol is on. I mean, Wayne had mentioned that. He also mentioned that they didn't take anybody. And obviously there was a change of heart yesterday at some point. So whatever, it happened. And I don't know how it happened, if it was your calls or if it just made good sense to do it. You know, some people like to say, we told you to wear a mask and we mandated it. Oh, look at the numbers drop on COVID. Good job, everybody. You know, that makes me want to gag. Can I say gag on the radio, Todd? Is that an allowed word, or does that give me the buzzer? I don't
That's
know.
That's fine. It's fine.
Gag, hey, you're okay. Good with gag. We've had far worse.
I'm good with gag. So that makes me want to gag for the following reason. You know, these surveys they take about mass compliance, you know, have been somewhere between 70 and 80% all along. That didn't change when somebody said it's a mandate. Before they said, wear a mask, wear a mask, wear a mask. Then they said, wear a mask. It's a mandate. Okay, there you go. Now, so how I am able to be so confident in my prediction here, and if you disagree with me, let me know, on the effectiveness, should I use the big word, efficacy of the mask mandate, is I looked at the numbers of North Dakota and South Dakota. And in both states, they went up to the point where somebody said, boy, we better do a mask mandate. Hospital staffs are being taxed and beds are being taxed, and we don't have staff to put on the beds, you know, the healthcare workers to staff the beds. Anyway, so North Dakota says, we're doing this, right? Surprise, surprise, here's a mask mandate. Well, South Dakota, did they do a mask mandate? I can't remember.
No.
They didn't.
They did not.
Let me verify that with Todd. Todd, did South Dakota do a mask mandate? Yes? No? Maybe. Kevin says no, I say no. What do you say, Todd? He says, I'm busy on something else. I'm busy taking a call. The answer, I'll answer for Todd, no. They didn't do a mask date.
I know the answer because my family all lives in South Dakota, and they haven't been mandated.
So guess what happened?
But
back to the up.
Oh, sure.
Curve, right? We get to that point where North Dakota says mask mandate, South Dakota says no thanks, and then the curve comes back down. Identical in North Dakota and Minnesota. Identical. Hmm. Identical. Should I say that one more time for effect? You get the idea. So I don't know if it was your calls to the Attorney General's office, but I know this. North Dakota is joining the effort to question how it is these states that are being sued can be as hapless as they are and affect the outcome of the race for President of the United States and steal the vote of all the other states. The big issue in my mind, and I'd love to talk to a lawyer about this, but I'm guessing the big issue is going to be remedy. What is the proper remedy? Okay, you got us. Pennsylvania screwed up. Georgia screwed up. Michigan screwed up. Wisconsin screwed up. You got us. What do you want us to do about it? Because if we overturn their vote or toss out their vote all the way, it's going to change the race. Now you've disenfranchised people who voted the other way.
Goes to the House then, wouldn't it, though? Isn't it that the scenario where
I don't know, but I would tell you this. I don't care. I mean, in other words, I get they're going to push back on that remedy, but the point is, these states cheated. That impacted the race. If they didn't follow the Constitution, they can't count. It should go back the way it is. That's my take on how it should happen. But I welcome you.
I would say these are the states that cheated and got caught.
Yeah, no kidding. Very good point there. All right, so there's a couple of things for you to chew on. We're going to talk to Congressman Kelly Armstrong about all this and more on the program. We're also going to go to Medora for the Magical Badlands Christmas. Woo! Fantastic. So they have a live stream of that event coming up and a podcast. It's not a podcast, but it's a downloadable version, I guess, right? Where you can, just like you would one of your favorite TV shows. So pretty cool. We're going to tell you all about that coming up on the program. Now, if you would like to join us, 800-228-0550. That's the toll-free number. Is it in your speed dial yet? We would be so, so very happy. In fact, we have a speed dial mandate. I'm going to just issue right now a speed dial mandate that everybody put this number in their favorites, 800-228-0550. You think it'll work?
I believe you are allowed to do that, too. It's okay. In the radio constitution.
Yeah. It's they already did it in South Dakota, you don't need to be named in there. But, yeah. You can also text me, 701-367-2054. 367-2054. You can text Todd at 226-8503. Or email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. You got some fun Christmas music coming up when you come back?
I do. And I've got, so far, the states that have joined in the lawsuit, Alabama and Louisiana, their AGs have weighed in on this. You want to hear from those
guys? I do want to hear from them.
Coming up.
Yeah.
Jeff Landry and Steve Marshall.
Let's do it. All right. We'll take a break. Come back with more on What's on Your Mind. By the way, those two were on Newsmax last night. That's right. New number one, Newsmax. Stay tuned.
Keeping family traditions alive and keeping mom and dad safe at home is more important than ever. Northland Pace is here to help make that a reality. Northland Pace is fully open in all locations, including their new location in Fargo. Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid-approved program that promotes living independently at home through the coordination of all health services. As your loved one's needs change, their services are here to meet those needs. So keep them at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit northlandpace.com.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Here's Brian Kronk from Collins & Kronk.
The end of the year is upon us, and tax season is around the corner. During this already busy time of year, financial planning is the last thing you want to be concerned about. Let us at Collins & Kronk take care of everything. We'll simplify the process, and you'll have reassurance knowing your finances are in good hands.
The knowledgeable professionals at Collins & Kronk shape their practice to best suit each individual client. They'll assess, create, implement, and manage your financial plan so you don't have to. Relax and let Collins & Kronk go to work for you. Call them at 235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Raymond James Financial Services Inc. does not render tax or legal advice.
Merry Christmas from all of us at Collins & Kronk.
Call them at 701-235-0119. 235-0119.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
What's for lunch today at PetroServe USA? Let me tell you, folks. It's Thursday. That means pulled pork and French dip sandwiches are on today. Pulled pork and French dip sandwich. Exit 292 off I-94 Valley City. Don't let your vehicle pass that exit. If you miss a good meal, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, meatloaf dinner in Harwood, I-29, Harwood exit, Scallop Potatoes and Ham, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Oh, this sounds good. A ham and Swiss croissant. Doesn't it? It's a lot of meal.
Yeah, it does sound good.
They load those things up. 12th Avenue North, Fargo is where you'll find that today. And up in Yulin, Minnesota, Salisbury Steak today as well. Buy any size fountain pop, 79 cents today. Don't forget all the great specials. You'll find bread sticks and hot stuff, personal pan pizzas, cookies that are homemade, caramel rolls, home cooking, chicken's fantastic, PetroServe USA. Corey Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning, Scott.
Morning.
So I've got this for now. We're in the sixth week after the election. I did not vote for Biden. I did not vote for Trump. So I'd like to think I am a fairly independent observer on here. I do believe in the statistical analysis of all this and that if there's anything that pops up, it's a red flag and you follow it wherever it goes. I am having problem following your logic and a logic of a bunch of my friends who say this election is stolen based on what I can find and what I can see. Because if you boil this down, what are you alleging in this case? Are you alleging just that the absentee ballots that came in after the election, that so in Pennsylvania, the official rule that you would be able to take the ballots after the election day, regardless of what the legislature said? Or are you saying that there's a bunch of ballots that came in that were not sent in by the person who supposedly sent them in, so they weren't verified by signature, et cetera?
Well, the big problem in Pennsylvania is they had this, you know, enormous increase in the amount of mail-in ballots. They aren't absentee ballots. Absentee ballots, yep. You request.
Well, and it's, mail-in
so ballots. So it's a little different animal there. But they had this huge increase in them, okay? And they did not. One of the things you have to do with the mail-in ballots is the request, the signature on that has to match the signature on what you mail in. Right?
Correct.
So you're able to say, okay, yeah, this is the person who said it is. They separated the signatures from the ballots, so you got 2 million plus ballots. So I can't fairly answer your question on saying, did they cheat or not? I mean, given what I've seen, for instance, in Atlanta, where they kick people out of a room, and the spike in Biden-only votes goes through the roof as they take boxes of ballots from underneath the table and feed them in, right? So, I mean, here's how I've informed my opinion on this, Corey. I've watched the legislative hearings in all these states, and I heard from eyewitnesses. Eyewitnesses.
Right.
That talk about things that
happened. And I have too, Scott. And each one of those is anecdotal, and I believe them. I absolutely believe them. Actually, a lot of them that are the witnesses are, you can tell they have a passion for the system, and the system is not being followed. And we do, and I believe them, and we do have this every year where they have to clean this up. Absolutely. The issue I have is, as sloppy as it was, and what you're saying is, they're saying those signatures were verified the first time around. Now, do I believe them? Yes, but I believe that they were probably working a little too quickly. Can we go back and do that now at this point? I have this problem saying that the idea is that they didn't look at the signature, they didn't care, they just trusted these ballots were going to be there, and therefore, since you didn't check, that's the... Even if you didn't check 10% of these ballots, but you checked 90%, you can't throw out all of the ballots in that case.
Well, what do you make of, I'll give you another example. They put in 300,000 ballots, and 299,000 are for Biden, and 1,000 are for Trump.
That's where I get with the statistical, and then you follow down that rabbit hole of why that could be the case. I've also seen the statistics.
I think, Corey, I think you have a lot tougher job than I do. You have a lot tougher job dismissing state by state by state what people saw. We still haven't talked about the Dominion voting machines because you have whistleblowers that were contractors with Dominion that said, you know, they're hooking them up to the internet when they said they weren't. So, you know, you're going to believe what you're going to believe. And, you know, the Supreme Court's going to settle this. I think for the sake of America, everybody ought to want to get this right and say, oh, okay, that explains it. But there, that's why I say your job's a lot tougher than mine, because there is a whole lot there. I've got to keep going here because we've got a bunch of calls waiting in a short period of time. Kelly Armstrong at the bottom of the hour. Let's go to Joel. Where are you calling from, Joel?
I'm calling from one of the two counties that always votes Democrat, North Dakota.
Botno.
No. I heard Sang Sang has What's on Your Mind on her speed dial. Sang Sang, make you Sang Sang. $1, make you holla. That's the call.
I'm not familiar with her, but I think Mr. Saltwell is. What do you think, Kev?
Todd? Oh, yeah. He's quite familiar with her.
Kevin and Beulah, you're next. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I'm kind of curious. What's this mask mandate? I'm curious about what the recovery rate is on this COVID. You guys know?
What do you mean? Anybody with it? Why, I lost you on mask mandate and the recovery rate. Help me on the connection.
What's the recovery rate of this COVID?
So
everybody's got to wear a mask?
You're questioning why we need masks when the recovery rate's so high. Is that what you're saying?
Well, it's, the recovery rate's 99.7.
Is that high? It's high. It's 90 plus. I don't remember what it is, but it's definitely high. There's no doubt about that. And
you know, a lot of the masks that people are wearing, they don't do anything to retain the virus in their face. It's like trying to catch a 1 foot fish with a 4 foot net. The virus is just going to blow right through that little cloth. And that's been proven. But yet,
I saw something last night. They had a demonstration with a model that had, you know, the ability to push out air through the nose, and they masked the model and put through, you know, typical sneeze, and they had it lit up so you could see what was happening, and the sneeze, you know, the fallout from it, rather, went straight up with the mask, okay?
Yeah.
Not didn't stop it, just went up and out, okay?
Well,
and
this is all about control. They just want to try to control everybody and scare everybody about this. You know, I understand it's serious. There's people dying. But, you know, I wonder how many people don't die from heart attacks anymore, but they die from COVID.
I just saw those numbers. Pretty extraordinary. Kevin, thank you. More coming up.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Energy is a large part of North Dakota's economic foundation, and all of the above energy policy provides our state the greatest economic opportunity. We can have it all if we all work together. Revenue from wind energy helps keep property taxes in check, main streets alive, small schools vibrant, roads maintained, and funds emergency services and our veterans. Wind energy is good for landowners, good for jobs, good for business, and good for North Dakota. More wind energy development can help make North Dakota the energy basket of America.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Justice Department's investigation scrutinizing Hunter Biden's taxes has been examining some of his Chinese business dealings, among other financial transactions. The investigation was launched in 2018 and is aided by a discarded Hunter Biden laptop containing tens of thousands of emails. Some of the emails may implicate President-elect Joe Biden of wrongdoings.
And yet here's the ultimate hypocrisy again. The Democrats have something in their own house that needs to be investigated, and they're all stonewalling right now.
Georgia Senator David Perdue on Fox News. News. Federal authorities have launched an investigation into the police shootings Monday of 23-year-old Casey Christopher Goodson Jr., who was killed last week when he entered his Columbus, Ohio home with sandwiches for his family. The Columbus Division of Police said Franklin County Sheriff's Deputy Jason Meade was working for the U.S. Marshals Service, helping search for a fugitive when he saw a man with a gun in Columbus. Meade opened fire when the man did not drop his weapon after he was ordered to do so. USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
But baby, it's cold outside.
You can't play this song.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you drop in. I'll hold your hands, they're just like ice. Beautiful, what's your heart?
Oh my gosh, is this, this worth the laugh?
Has anybody done the role reversal version where the man and the woman have switched sides on the song? And
I think it has been done. Yeah, it's done last
okay.
year.
She, it's a great song. She's trying to keep him, and yeah.
I know. In the it's not cool. A couple of pieces of breaking news. One, Fox Business has decided to send out somebody that looks like they just left the Yale Club in New York City.
Okay.
Put them in a deer stand. And now she's saying, this is a bullet. You see, this is...
Is this how you dress for this?
And you take the bullet and you put it in.
Please.
Yeah.
Well, she's like a Range Rover supermodel on the side or whatever.
They need some North Dakotans, helping out with us. And then my other favorite news headline so far this morning, Minneapolis cutting $8 million from their police budget.
But Mayor Fry got to keep all the staffing.
$8 million.
Hey, the argument started on, ended up not started. It got going on a thread on my Facebook because now there are people saying, if you look at foreign countries that cut their police budgets, well, they do better. I don't know if they're fighting the same problems we are.
Well, Minneapolis right now is a ghost town. After 9 o'clock at night, because nobody will go anywhere near any gathering place because they're afraid of the thugs that come out, which is the result of the thugs winning thanks to the police.
Yep,
you can't make it up. Can't make it up. Unbelievable. Okay, back to more of your calls in a moment on all of the topics at hand here today. But first, we have to talk to something a little more warm and fuzzy, a little more reason for the season time. Justin Fisk joining us today on the program to talk about the Theodore Roosevelt Medora Foundation holiday cheer. And they're getting a little creative in how they're doing it this year, but it's still there and it's still fun. Justin, how are you? All right, we lost our connection to Justin. He must be in Medora because that happens every now and then. And I like it. I don't know about you. Oh, sorry, no cell service. I'm in Medora. Get back to you next week.
I couldn't help it. I just couldn't have any signal. I just,
Well, I mean, it's Medora, It's rustic. Cell service shouldn't work there. You should just put it down and leave it alone.
I know.
I'm looking at the Boundary Waters in the same way myself.
Exactly.
I'm out.
Exactly right. All right, Justin Fisk is here from the Theodore Roosevelt Medora Foundation. Hello, sir. How are you?
Hello. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you and everybody at Medora, and congrats on getting a little creative to bring us some holiday cheer this year. That's awesome.
Well, we appreciate it, Scott. We started this Christmas show 6 years ago, and, man, people have loved it. And maybe this year more than ever, we really need a good Christmas celebration.
Boy, do we ever. And the show is fantastic. It has been just a wonderful bit of cheer. Our listeners have loved it, rave about it. Always a great time. And as you mentioned, it is what it is this year with more COVID impacts, and that didn't allow for the traveling show. But you're in Medora. It's happening there. And how can folks get a piece of that? Tell us a little bit about how. And by the way, there were some shows in person, but those sold out in like a nanosecond. So now the next best thing is being able to watch it whenever you want. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, we did park the show, as they say, in show business, which I don't actually use that lingo. I don't know it well enough, but I think that's what they say. We parked the show in Medora this year, and with the limited capacity, we did have an exclusive number of seats we were able to sell. And you're right, those seats for the Magical Badlands Christmas show in Medora sold out super fast. And then we said, but how do we bring this message across the state? We have thousands of people who love the show and want to see it. So obviously the next best thing is to figure out how to do it with technology. So we have figured out a way to bring a live stream of this year's Magical Badlands Christmas right into folks' homes. There's two ways that folks can do it this year. This Saturday, the 12th of December, we will have a live stream event that you can purchase access to see the show as it happens in Medora. Professionally produced, the same sound quality, all of the same parts of the show you'll get to enjoy right from your living room. And after this weekend's live event, starting on December 13th, we'll have an on-demand version of the show that you can stream anytime, all the way through the new year.
And that's on any device, just like you watch anything, right?
Anything you can stream on, your phone, your tablet, your laptop, and you do need to be able to cast it or connect it to your TV in the way that we watch football or any of those other things through our streaming devices.
All right, so now the show Saturday, as you say, is live, and then the show will be available to be downloaded through the holidays as well. But folks that are thinking about doing the show on Saturday should probably buy well enough in ahead to get logged in and get everything ready to go. Is that right?
Yeah, we recommend buying early and then do a little test, make sure everything's working, and then log in early on Saturday. There are two shows on Saturday, and for the $25 access, you could watch both of them or the one that works best for you. The afternoon show starts at 3. The evening show starts at 7:30, and we'll boot up our live stream early so you can get on and make sure everything is working. But those access purchases are available now at Medora.com, and you can get your virtual ticket, you can get all set up, and then tune in early on Saturday, and then we'll be sending out lots of emails and having the on-demand stream available starting on the 13th of December.
That's awesome. A live stream so we all can enjoy the amazing show, which some say is better than last year, better than ever, best show ever. And the theme is We Need Christmas. Tell us about that, Justin.
Well, man, we all know what's been going on this year. And in Medora this summer, we did the best we could to give people just a little bit of normalcy. And we had so much feedback that they just loved the fact that they could come to the Badlands. They needed it to kind of rejuvenate themselves. And this is the same case. We figured they're going to need Christmas. We all need a little moment to just say, ah, we can make it. We're going to be fine. And it's not so bad. We've got each other. And so that's really at the heart of the show this year. And we've got great talent bringing that message and a new creative way for you to see it in your own home.
So, again, Saturday, December 12th, 3 p.m. show, 7:30 p.m. show. The $25 ticket gets you access to both shows, and you can stream that on any of them. Now, again, if folks are not able to see those shows on Saturday, 3 or 7:30, There is still that option of being able to download the on-demand version of the show, too. Tell me about that, Justin.
Yeah, the good thing about on-demand is you can stream that version of the Christmas show whenever it works for you. So you don't have to try and make a certain time. It will be an identical version of the show, so you're not going to miss out on anything. But you can watch it, settle in with your family. You've got a little group visiting after this weekend. You can stream it and watch it together anytime that works for you. And once you purchase that on-demand access, you've got 5 days to watch the show as many times as you can.
Medora.com/Badlands Christmas. Justin Fisk, our best to Bill and the entire cast. And look forward to an exciting show on Saturday and many downloads of a great show all month long, because we need Christmas. We sure do. And thanks a bunch, sir. Good chatting with you.
Yeah, thank you from everyone at Theodore Roosevelt Medora Foundation. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. 19 before the top of the hour. Texter says, I heard the Bismarck mayor yesterday talking to a state health official that said testing has been reduced since right before Thanksgiving. Of course, that makes the positives go down, but on December 8th, we had a record number of deaths, so this mask mandate obviously isn't working. So what does our gutless governor do? Of course, he mandates it for another month, even though it doesn't work. PC beta male. Somebody's going to have to explain that to me. Peace, politically correct. Beta male?
Beta male, yeah.
Yeah, not an alpha, a beta.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else I need to have translated out of that, Todd, or is that pretty much it?
I think that's it.
We didn't mention that, but yes, yesterday the executive order was extended for a month on the mask mandate. And again, mask usage hasn't changed, with or without it. So I hesitate to get too worked up about it, because it's just, theater is what it is. Texter says, hey, your program has touted the CDC's recommendation that schools stay open. You're 100% behind the CDC recommendation on this point. However, on the CDC recommendation that people wear masks when social distancing isn't available, you guys discourage that recommendation. I think that shows that you agree with the things that push your agenda. If not, what is good for everyone? Your show should be called What's on Your Mind, as long as it agrees with what's on our mind. Well, people can call and agree or disagree about anything, right? So, rather than complain about, I don't agree with that, I'd rather you just call and say, I don't agree with that. And then we'll have a, civil little discussion here. I guess you can make the same point about the CDC. They're telling us to wear a mask, but aren't enforcing their recommendation on the school side, so, or anybody else that follows it. I just find it ironic that masks are the holy grail for the COVID crowd, and yet the CDC is saying kids should be in school, and they should, or more people will die as a result of it. I don't know how much more dark it can get. Kristen Dickinson, let's get you in. What's on your mind?
Todd, good morning. I was holding for Congressman Armstrong, but
he'll be here in a little better. Unless you want me to take a question, I'm happy to pass it on.
No, I'll hold on. That's fine.
All right, hang on. Don't go anywhere, because he'll be here right after the top of the hour news. See if we can get Henry in here quick. Go ahead, Henry. Fargo, you're next.
Hey, I heard your call earlier. I can't remember his name. Thanks for having me on, by the way. Where he's talking about going down rabbit holes and all stuff. The real narrative should be, if you don't throw out these mail-in ballots, you're really discounting 74 million legal voters. And that's really the narrative. We can't allow them to count stuff that has been fraudulent. And there's not going to be a smoking gun. So
those are good points, Henry. By the way, the changes in Pennsylvania to allow them were unconstitutional.
During this season of giving, give a life-changing gift, the gift of education. The University of Mary offers affordable, flexible adult education. Complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate. Give yourself or someone you love a gift that lasts a lifetime. It's never too late to take the next step to reach your career goals. Classes begin this January and February. Give us a call at 701-355-8030 or find us at online.umary.edu/discover more.
Minnesota has been under a state of emergency for 7 months. But the tens of thousands of COVID deaths that were predicted didn't happen. And only 6% of hospitalizations in Minnesota are now due to COVID. It is time to end one-man rule and get Minnesotans back to work and our kids back to school. Brought to you by the Center of the American Experiment.
Got an oil field truck? Need it clean? ND Truck Wash. Got a hopper? Need it washed out? ND Truck Wash. Got an aluminum tank? You want it like new, clean? ND Truck Wash. They're open 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call 701-628-1550. Get a reservation. You'll wait less than 10 minutes to get in and get her done. 701-628-1550. Right behind Pinnacle, Bakken Central, Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. ND Truck Wash. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers. The secret to Pfeiffer's highly successful equipment and land auctions? Simple. We are marketers, merchandisers, and auctioneers. Pfeiffer's notable international marketing strategy gets results. Our team does it better than anyone. We will clean, prepare, and stage your equipment and implement our strategic internet and digital marketing program. If you are interested in selling your land or equipment, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 and view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Before the top of the hour, brought to you today by our friends in Tioga, North Dakota. I kind of like how that sounded. Tioga, North Dakota. Yes, love Tioga. Love Tioga. Of course, the home of one of our fine affiliates here, KTGO, part of the Flag family team, right there in the heart of the Bakken. Also glad to be broadcasting live today on 970 WDAY. 550 KFYR, AM 1100 The Flag, and KLTC. Thank you very much. But Tioga is a place you want to visit if you get a chance because, I want to talk about education for a minute. They have really done some innovative things with education there. And, you know, if you're thinking about the perfect life, raising the kids, getting a good education, you know, town on the smaller side, but you know everybody, and it's great quality living. That's Tioga. And the local education really, really, really emphasizes technologies now, like drones and 3D printers and electronics and coding opportunities, getting students prepared for success into the 21st century. Find out more about all that at TiogaND.org, TiogaND.org. Let me just get a couple of texts in before we get Jim, the flagpole guy, in here on the program. Then Congressman Kelly Armstrong will join us just after the top of the hour. Your call is welcome for him. Bottom of the hour, we're going to talk to Jane Moss, owner of the Boardwalk at East Grand Forks. It's a restaurant that last night opened up for dine-in service despite Governor Tim Walz's unconstitutional executive order saying, you can't have dine-in service. I shall decide. It's no wonder that 15%, according to a Facebook survey, 15% of small businesses have closed due to COVID. That's what I'm talking about, folks. Pretty amazing. Texter says, remedy for the election. Use the numbers before the count was stopped in the middle of the night. If the election boards do not have the ballots to back up their numbers, which they're supposed to keep, then they can only use those they can verify. If that annuls legitimate votes, it isn't nearly as many as those that the invalid ballots cancel out. Love how you're thinking this through. That's perfect. Okay, Jim the flagpole guy is here to make us happy. That's his job. Say, forget all this COVID stuff. Forget this ripoff of a fair and legal election process. Just think about the flag. It is Christmas time, so I'm thinking it'd be a good time for you to check out ndflagpoleguy.com, do a little shopping right there, and find a gift that will never disappoint. You tell me anybody pulls a flag out of a box and doesn't have tears in their eyes, isn't excited, it's the way to go. Jim, how are you, sir?
Hey, it's a great day to be alive, Scott. And today, you know, speaking of American exceptionalism, I went up on a 135-foot capable boom to a top of Swan GMC and fixed the ball for the second time. And we, you know, you always got to have one, right? One learning power. But how wonderful it was to just go up there, make a little change, and then come back down, feel safe. The wind was about a constant 12 mile an hour. But as I was up there, I was looking around at all those fine vehicles, and I was thinking, boy, all my vehicles are, you know, 24 and a half years old. And, oh, there's a beautiful GMC there. I know it is just one day, Scott, I'll be able to. But you know what? It's just, I'm so appreciative to be able to work around American exceptionalism and the great people. I was at Steffes Insurance Agency, spoke with Mr. Dean Mastel regarding, you know, the current state of affairs. And the American people are rock solid. They're logical. They're sensible. They're prayerful. And I think we're going to come through on this. And I'm also driving around. I don't know if anybody at Bismarck saw me. The old Trump flag in the back. I'm going to keep believing that Trump is going to be our president because of one thing, law and order and civil obedience to a document that makes us all free. And I'm flying that flag on the farm attached flagpole. And, boy, 70 mile an hour. I'm on my third Trump flag. But the farm attached just right there stout. Hey, you know, flying that flag, and I real wonderful to be able to finally have found something that works, that's easily attachable. And I'm just happy to be American, Scott, and proud to be American. God bless America. God bless you, Scott.
You know, folks, there's a fantastic idea for Christmas right there, that farm attached flagpole. And again, how much are these? How much are the farm attached flagpoles?
$129 when it has a flag and a removable staff, and then, you know, attach the base plate with the got a spring on it, and that attaches so you can, remove it going through a barn.
So there you go, folks. I mean, imagine that. What a great Christmas gift right there. Put that in the box, flag in there, the farm attached, and out you go, and it's on the machinery. Fantastic way to go and show your patriotism out there in the field. I love it. Lots of other great ideas, too. ndflagpoleguy.com or call Jim 701 701- 701-571-FLAG. 701-571-FLAG. God bless you, Jim. You bet.
America.
God bless America. God bless you. Absolutely. Congressman Kelly Armstrong takes your calls when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, home to great family fun and great wellness products. The Hot Spring Spas, the saunas. We don't talk enough about the game tables because that's a lot of family time. That's a lot of laughs. That's a lot of great competition. Vince Webker's here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. What do you got on the floor?
We got a little bit of everything from Olhausen Brunswick billiard tables, shuffleboard tables, table tennis, air hockey, bubble hockey, and foosball. And again, when you look at the year 2020, what else are we going to do but hang out in our home and have some great times together playing these wonderful games made by Olhausen and Brunswick? And the good news is we know it's going to be a busy fall and busy winter, and we have stocked up in those products, and we're excited to get them into your home and make your basement more beautiful and funner than ever.
Vince, thank you. Vince Webker, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, West Fargo, and Grand Forks 2, online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.